understood why these people said open-minded. Like, of course Giannis is open-minded. He hates Milwaukee. Dame Time is overtime.
I mean, yeah.
He's going somewhere else. Why?
He's got to end up in New York.
He's open-minded. The buck stops there.
He's got to go to New York and not Brooklyn. That doesn't count. That's like going to the Mets.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Seriously,
no one cares. Don't do that. No one cares.
It's like, you know, hey, I'm going to Chicago. Playing for the White Sox.
Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving all went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, you fizzle cares. Out. Oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm going to go to play in L.A. Oh, the Dodgers. Anaheim. Oh.
Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then who owns the Brooklyn Nets?
That's right.
Part owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys in, it failed?
Not good. Didn't work well. No.
Same.
Can't wait,
man. When they
man.
Played, it was fun.
Gonna go play basketball in L.A.? Oh, the Lake Clippers.
Yeah,
oh.
What did we see at the zoo that day? We were helping do some stuff with
Somali
Odyssey.
Wild ass.
We saw the kid wearing a Brooklyn Durant jersey.
Kevin Durant. Brooklyn
and I,
was,
I looked at you and I said, do you think he knows where Durant plays today? And you're like, no chance.
No way.
Yeah.
No. Where does Durant play? Oh, technically Phoenix, right?
Technically Phoenix.
But he's gone.
That's gone.
I mean, that's no the franchise for him.
Do you think they'll give it like Durant and Giannis to the Knicks?
That'd be fun. No, probably not.
Durant is worn out as welcome in New York. He is shown he can handle Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Someone tells me Durant's going to the Lakers with LeBron.
Could see it. People have talked about it.
I feel like they'll go Luka, LeBron,
know if that's what
and Durant.
Need.
No, they don't need that.
They need a big man down
yes,
there
who
can defend
who can
the rim.
Defense,
like,
yes.
Who is that guy?
It's not Achimura. It's that guy needs to be more outside.
Yeah, they don't have that guy right now.
No. They need their Pau Gasol.
Yes.
They need their Shaq.
Maybe those guys are not coming back.
They need Giannis.
Those guys aren't coming back. They need Giannis.
Giannis to the Lakers. I mean,
that's better than Giannis to the Knicks. And I know that.
Is it though? If the Lakers were in the Eastern time zone,
LeBron, Luka, and Giannis.
But how much longer is LeBron going to be there? You
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years probably.
He's getting paid a ton of money to play this year.
And then Bryce will be in the league.
Oh, you think he's going to usher another son?
Yeah, his son will be in the league.
It's
in 2 years.
Already there.
That'll be his last year.
The
him and Bryce.
The pavement has been laid. Yeah.
Where will he be playing that last year to get his son on that team?
If it takes Charlotte, you know,
so like a Wizards with Jordan type thing. Yeah. Like if LeBron ended up in Charlotte for the last year, oh my God!
I'm going to win a ring for the king. tonight's game four, fellas. Bob's already out. He thinks it's over. He thinks the Knicks are done. They're not going to win another game again. That was his overreaction at 6:30.
Yeah.
And then you immediately just jumped right on his wounds and were like, I agree, Bob. I think that's a really good take. I think the Celtics are going to win every game the rest of the series.
I know. It made me feel worse that Bob had the same.
Go ahead, boys. Take over.
Well, I mean, you just saw the lackluster performance.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an opportunity for the Knicks coming home up 2-0 to put on a hitting display, as they like to say. And they went out there and they just fizzled.
Done.
They just dissipated like that storm back in February. You know, like it just slowly faded away. And I was like, you showed no effort. You showed no like desire. It was just a heartless game, if you will, by the Knicks. And I don't understand how you can play that poor with Timothée Chalamet in the audience.
He's such a stud, dude. Oh,
he's a beast.
He's become like the number one fan now. People love him because Spike Lee went to a wedding instead of a Knicks game last week.
Yeah, he's getting killed for
that. And Timothée Chalamet like skipped something and went up
to
Boston.
Skipped the Met Gala.
That's right. He skipped the Met Gala.
Yeah.
So did LeBron. He put out a release. and he did. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there. My knee hurts. Oh, thank you for sharing that, Mr. James. But like Chalamet skipped the Met Gala and went to that. So he's like the number one fan. And they just came out and they just fizzled. It was a very lackluster, unsettling, non-impressive performance. And so from that standpoint, a Shark Tank would say, I'm out.
Somebody told me in the text line to hammer the Knicks 6.5 tonight. I said, really? Question mark. Wow. So I need some more. I need just a little bit more of that. Because I'm looking to bet something tonight. I don't know if it's Royals in Houston. I don't know if it's Diane Houston. I don't know if it's Celtics Knicks.
Yeah.
But I got to bet something tonight.
It looked like to me like the Knicks.
It's one just, game though, right?
It is, but okay. Like it was one of those games where Boston went, all right, enough. Like Patrick Mahomes, second half, all right, enough. We're done playing around, you know.
Yeah.
And they took over and they won. And there's something about that winning pedigree and knowing how to win and being there before and able to turn it on that, you know, just kind of impresses me with Boston. And so that's kind of like I told you when they were up 2-0. This isn't nothing new. I told you when they were up 2-0. This is fake news.
Yep.
Right. Like this is not legit. And you're up 2-1 now. Boston just put a shellacking on you. How do you bounce back from that? You had great opportunity there, great success, and didn't take advantage of it.
Let me tell you something, Bob. It comes down to Jason Drew.
No, I saw a tweet that I thought was good. It was like, Celtics play great, they win. Celtics play good, they win. Bad, they win. Okay, they win. Celtics play historically awful, they lose by one.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's kind of what it's been so far. And so I think the Celtics are going to have it. I will say what I told, I'll tell you what I told Dusty off the air. I think tonight is going to be the quote-unquote best game of the series. Mm-hmm. I think we've had, you know, game one was awesome, game two was awesome, but for four quarters, none of the games have been great. I think tonight's game, great endings, but for four quarters, I think tonight we're going to get a close, intense matchup. I think the Knicks are going to bring it.
Yeah. Celtics by 20.
Celtics, yeah.
I mean, but Saturday was useless. That game just did nothing, right?
Did a lot for me.
Well, yeah, you got excited because you're back in it, but dunk it. It just wasn't a good game.
No. I think tonight's a good game.
Okay.
I believe so.
We'll like to see what happens there.
Yeah.
Knicks plus 6.5 is minus 110. Celtics are minus 258 on the money line. The Knicks plus 210. Over under the game is 208.
And those numbers, by the way, last week that Shapiro sent out were wrong. He issued a...
Did he?
Yeah, okay, he goes, oops, I screwed that one up pretty big. Yeah, where we had the Knicks is like still, whatever it was.
I was going to say, I was like, you read those numbers, and I was like,
Later in the day on a Friday news dump, he corrected himself on those. Whoops, I got that wrong.
Exactly what you said, because you're like, well, if that's the case, then we're going to get some email that says I was wrong and I had wrong numbers, and of course that happens.
Yeah, later in the day we did, and so be it, just sweep it up. It's no big deal. It's that people make mistakes. But I felt like that should have been the odds still for that series, even with the Knicks up 2-0. I'm like, that didn't surprise me, even though they were hellaciously wrong. Still didn't surprise me because Boston's pedigree.
I'm back on the Celtics and six train. Something that does make me nervous is there something to be said that everyone's kind of like, even you're like, everyone's like Boston. It's
probably
the Knicks are that team. We don't really know how to calculate it. It's not objective. It's not on paper, but they have some sort of magic switch that happens in the last 10 minutes of a game, and they've shown that now.
Yeah, they have. They absolutely have, and you'd like to see that magic switch happen when the ball is tipped and don't find yourself down 20, yes, but that's just me. But I don't know. We'll see if it's a game. Hopefully it's a game tonight, but...
Needs to be. I need 7. That's all I ask. I just need 7. I want this to just keep going.
No, I get it.
Don't end.
And I will say this as we wrap up this segment. Nobody televises a sport better than TNT does with basketball. And,
enjoy it.
It's over, right? Yeah. And I saw this morning they're losing $1.1 billion per year in ad revenue by not having the NBA.
Ouch.
Now, what would they have spent on the NBA to get that?
Fair.
I don't know. But $1.1 billion a year is a lot more than they would have spent, I think, anyway, in those rights fees.
Broadcast teams are long-term investments.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to continually have that money. You're going to spend that money one time, and then you're going to continuously make that money hoping that these guys stay great.
Right, exactly. And the TNT, before you got over on Saturday, Mac and I were watching that ESPN pregame show, and I don't know if we were like two cocktails deep or whatever it was, but we're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like Stephen A. Smith, who I really do like, was like they gave him like Valium or something before that show. And he was like really just kind of just calm. And it was boring.
He was nervous.
It was boring. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was a very boring show. But TNT, like you don't have to be an NBA fan to understand the production value, the chemistry, the broadcasters, the talent, the behind the scenes folks. A stagehand for theirs guy died yesterday and they showed it. And it was like all family was involved and like how much all these guys mean to each other. Like
awesome.
the whole production of TNT and the NBA is awesome. And look, ESPN's the worldwide leader. They can't hold a candle to what TNT does, from their play-by-play and analysis guys to their halftime to their pregame. You don't want to get up at halftime because you want to see what Charles is going to say.
True.
Their production from top to bottom for sports, I think, is the best production value out there right now.
I mean, it's just they're real, they're true, and they're honest, which is basically all the same thing in one sentence in three different words. But like, you either watch it for, the entire show. You see what Ernie is going to do to Shaq or to Charles. You see what Charles and Shaq are going to say to each other. And then you see how Kenny's going to either run to the board. There's so many things.
Then you have Kevin Harlan and Ian Eagle as your two announcers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my God. But the production value is good. Everything that TNT does is top notch. It is the best sports television product out there, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, production-wise. I know the NFL is great, but like some of these NFL shows are missing a lot of different things. There's nothing missing from that TNT broadcast, whether it's the pregame, the game, the halftime, or the postgame. Nothing's missing.